Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. This is a singer, songwriter, musician, and podcaster. Well, I wanted to tell you about what's going on with me, with my music. As I told you, I released Legacy Songs. It has a bunch of songs that I've written. I co-written and written. I was involved in the songwriting and everything. Now, yesterday I put things and what I constantly been going through each day. You know, as I've written songs for years and played, and you know, success is releasing the albums. Well, I haven't had my, wasn't recognized for my actions, I can tell you. I have individuals, you know, as I'm in LA County near Hollywood, you know, reminder of how hard it is to go for that dream. And the dream has happened with me creating, continuing, and persisting. While all my dreams have not happened yet in regards to music, I still persist. And I wrote about that the dream killers come around in the form of people. And I wanted to say that I could tell you, they always come back and say I can't play or sing or whatever. Or I say I didn't write it or whatever. You know that whole thing. So I have to let that go. But as part of the legacy of Dove Knight with the Legacy Songs is the true artistic, positive situation that I do these songs, that I write these songs. I had to protect my songwriting and continue to persist. The other frustration is coming up with a song and my own frustrations, inner frustrations of persisting. But the way for me to deal with it is just go through it because I created so much that I have to create. Today I played my piano today and I had a really bad day, but it was just for practice. It was not for performance. As I practice, I do things in my home. I don't play for an audience. I wrote a song regarding the issues that I face and I added an intro and then, you know, I haven't played it in a while, so I had to play the keyboard. So it's a very, you know, each song was made spontaneously. So I had to play each as much as possible in order to keep my fingers, you know, limbo. Like I've written one song that I plan on release that I just practiced and stood. The other one, I was writing the lyrics. So I had to play and rewrite the lyrics. Then I made a few mistakes playing, which is part of the life of every musician, you know, the practice, show all the ups and downs, and then the like, you know, but through it all, I've written the whole song. And I have to play exactly what I've written, and sometimes I'll, but I pretty much get it because I am a piano player, keyboard player. And it's great to write songs, and it's great to do that. And I did that on Legacy Songs. Legacy Songs has my hits, but they also have the song that I wrote, like I Do Love You. I Do Love You was spontaneously that I written. You know, it just came from inside. You know, I pressed the keys. And I wrote the songs and the lyrics, the music. And it's such a great, simple song. So I hope you liked it. I really do. Here's I Do Love You. If this is it, let me see.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. really want to love you. That's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me. For eternity.
You can listen to it on Legacy Songs. You can listen to it on Apple, Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, Tikkun. Listen to it everywhere. I do love you. It's such a great song. There's another one, Love is Spiritual. I feel like, you know, Love is Spiritual, you know, kind of high volume, but it was a great song that I've written. There are other songs on there like, like my pop songs, those are done in recording studio with another songwriter. Do I consider myself a songwriter or singer or both? I consider myself both. I really consider myself as a singer because everything started from just singing. But songwriting, I consider myself just as much as a songwriter as a singer. And both are just as important as the other. Because one without the other, it'd be hard to deal. Because I write a lot of songs just from vocalizing. I use my voice as an instrument. But using that piano you just heard, I made that up myself on the keyboard. So there's other songs, new additional songs that I'm going to release. But I don't know. It won't probably be an album collection. It may be singles. Or it may be put in movies, so you'll hear it. Because I've written 7-8 albums as an unsigned artist, instrumental artist. So it would be, you know, it's like, I'm like, give it some time because, you know, there are two greatest hits, you know. Because I don't think a lot of people have heard Legacy Songs or Duff Mike Matter Part 2 or The Matter Part 2 or Duff Mike Past and Present or and so on because it's, that's why I talk about it in podcasts. I also written books about with the lyrics of some of the songs. These songs have been out, I've been releasing songs for over a decade. So the songs are for you to enjoy. If anyone wants to contact anything about my music, contact me directly at Duffy's on Twitter. I was actually, another thing, I was working on a website, but we will see. I do have a website, but it's been up at Duff Knight. You can see it on the Twitter. I'm authentically a singer, songwriter, musician, co-songwriter, but I do love you. I've written the whole thing. I've been with Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI, and ASCAP, Escape. And what does Escape stand for? Escape stand for, I've been with them, you know, they're the major song licensing organization for many years. Songwriting is so important, just as important as singing because I have to write about what I feel and what's going on in the world in relation to the struggles or anything that I experience. And I like to write about love and so on. So it's there for you to enjoy when you listen to it. If you listen to it. I have an account on Instagram if you're interested or Facebook, you can look at that too, because I write a lot of personal things, you know. That's who I am, Duff Knight. because I have been doing this for a long time. I have that dream, and I have to continue with the release of those albums because it's in my head, you know, and I just sing it out. My fingers have just come from within. So you heard I Do Love You. There will be other piano releases. These songs are going to probably be in singles or released in movies. I don't know about albums. I released 7, 8 albums. It may be another album, maybe. I don't know. But as an unsigned artist, meaning someone without a major label, I have been doing this for a long time. You know, the starving artist situation, but I'm okay. I'm okay, you know. I did get signed, you know, released to as an indie artist, and I am going to continue to make music. If you have any questions about my music, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, at DoveNeedsLove22. And like I always say, I hope you guys are having a good day, whoever's listening to my podcast. May all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to be happy. I say that because we all should be happy. And I truly believe that we're all equal and we all belong to do something on this planet to make it a better place. No matter where religion or where we come from or what status we are in any way, shape, or form, we belong somewhere. Thank you for listening. And you'll hear another podcast from me within a week or so. Thank you from Dove Knight.